He was digging for three on that one and was thrown out at third. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. Hansen goes down on strikes. And big out number one with the leadoff man here in the 10th inning.
I'd like to congratulate the Sobieski Skis as they came up with a big win this evening. Their game just finished. They won 8-0 to advance to the second round of the 2016 tournament.
So one away, Garrett Fox to the plate. First pitch to Fox on the corner for a strike. Springer dugout voicing some opinion all of a sudden. Maybe thinking the zone getting a little wider later in the evening as the one-strike pitch missing inside with a breaking ball evens it up at 1-1. Garrett with a bunt single in the first and then an infield single in the eighth, 2-for-4 on the day as he swings through that pitch. Good heater on the outside corner from Spitzak. 1-2 the count. 2-2 our score here, bottom of the 10th inning. Spitzak's 2-2. That pitch fouled away by Garrett Fox. Count will remain at 1-2. Everyone thought it'd be a good one here, Kurt. Thought right.
They got what they wanted.
1-2 pitch. Fox looking at strike three just like Hansen did on an off-speed pitch. They look back at the umpire. I don't know. I mean, they can have their gripes all they want. Well, looks like a pretty good pitch to take in the 10th inning with two strikes.
I have to tell you from right here that I'd have to call both those guys out on strikes from right here. I don't know what the Springers are arguing about right there because we got a bird's eye view right back here. But
yeah, looked pretty good from my vantage point. Is two away here, and Eric Lockstercamp looks at a first pitch strike from Spitzak. 1-2-3-4 strikeouts now for Logan Spitzak. He comes right back as that pitch missing above the letters to Lockstercamp. Evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count to Lockstercamp, who is 0-for-2 on the day with a 0-for-3, excuse me, with a walk thus far, or a hit by a pitch, excuse me, as he fouls that one away. Now 1-2 to Lockstercamp. Seen Spitzak get pretty liberal with that curveball and two strikes the last couple innings. Got to assume he's going to come with that hammer. Here to Lockstercamp. There it is as Eric just fights that one off and punches it foul down the right field line. Count remains at 1-2.
He definitely does have a nasty curveball and he loves to throw with two strikes on a guy here.
So 1-2 the count. Third place hitter in the Springer order. Spitzak right back. He rocks and fires. 1-2 pitch. That's low for a ball. Now 2-2. Should Eric reach, Drew Van Looy to the batter's box for Cold Spring. Spitzak right back. 2-2 pitch. High ball 3. 3-2 to Eric Lockstercamp. Three and two the count. Spitzak ran it full. He rocks and fires. Payoff pitch to Lockstercamp is fouled at home plate. Protection swing right there. Maybe chase ball four, Kurt, but after seeing two guys go down looking, you don't want to be the third one of the inning to do so.
Can't take any chances with two strikes on you.
3-2 the count. Spitzak digs in. Here's the payoff pitch to Lockstercamp. High ball 4. Good at bat by Eric Lockstercamp, and he is aboard with a two-out walk.
First baseman, number 19.
Well, Eric doing just what you want him to do up there. Get on base, and that's what the Springers need to do. They haven't had many men get on base since this relief pitcher came in the sixth inning.
Lockstercamp stole a base off of the starting pitcher, Nels Nelson, earlier. We've seen Spitzak throw over plenty, as now we're going to get a visit from the Greyhound dugout. You've said it about four times this evening, Kurt, about how well these two teams know each other. Austin is not thrilled to see Drew Van Looy in the batter's box right now.
I'm sure they're not. Drew already has two of our 9 hits on the evening, and he's been a great hitter for the Springers as long as he's been a Springer for like 7 or 8 years right now. And I'm sure they're just out talking about him. Hey, this is what we're doing on this or that. And Joe Sartori, he just wants to make sure the Greyhounds know what they're going to do.
Ben Griffin telling me that Logan Spitzak was the closer for St. Cloud State the past couple of years. Played a little bit with Loxerkamp and Hansen in his time there. So no stranger to a big spot, no stranger to some tough competition. So Van Loy steps in, 2-for-4 on the evening. He's got the only two RBIs for the white team thus far tonight. Spitzak set. We'll keep an eye on Loxerkamp. He stays put on this pitch as that pitch misses high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Such a tough spot here as a batter, Kurt. You want to be patient. You just watch that guy walk, but he lays it in there. You want to hit a gap and watch Loxerkamp run around the bases and win this thing. 1-0 pitch. That's high. Now ball two.
And you can just tell by after the way you're talking there, Kirby, Drew, he's just antsy in there, just moving his bat back and forth.
Yeah, begging him to lay it in there.
Bouncing on is just begging him to lay one in there, and he keeps throwing him a ball here.
Spitzak set. 2-0 pitch to Van Loy. Yikes. Missing, apparently. Now 3-0. Zach Femright is on deck for Cold Spring. 3-0 to count. Loxerkamp a short lead, shortening up on 3-0. 3-0 pitch, high ball four. Unintentional, intentional walk, perhaps, after that mound visit, Kurt?
Well, I don't think you were ever going to go walk a guy to put the winning run at second base in the bottom of the 10th inning here, but they definitely went out and talked about something, and he definitely didn't give Drew Van Loy anything to hit.
So, you said it, game-winning run, 180 feet away at second base. Pretty good base runner out there, too, in the form of Eric Loxerkamp. Bring Zach Femright to the plate. Spitzak has walked the last two. Right-hander set. First offering to Femright. That's, oh, boy. I was going to say right down Broadway, but as I joked before, Kurt, it missed middle, apparently. I don't know where that missed. It wasn't low, and it wasn't outside.
Now the pitcher's asking where it was, and Kirby, look where that right fielder is playing with Zach Femright batting.
The interesting positioning. One ball the count. 1-0 pitch to Femright. That's missing as a good block behind the plate by Matt Rasso. Rasso gobbling that one up as Loxerkamp, as I mentioned, very good base runner, good read right there. 2-0. It's at least six in a row wide from Logan Spitzak. Seven, I should say. 2-0 pitch to Femright. That's on the corner. Zach kind of triggering up a little bit. Thought he was going to hack at that. 2-1 the count now. Loxerkamp leads from second. Van Loy from first. Two away. Bottom 10. Tied at two in the first round of the Class B State Tournament. 2-1 pitch. Just off the corner right there. Now 3-0. And Logan Spitzak not in love with the strike zone right now by the man in black. 3-1 the count. I said it before, Kurt. Don't get too cute on Femright on 3-1. Here it comes. 3-1 pitch is hit in the air. Left center field. Long run. Center fielder makes the catch on the run. What a grab by center fielder Tyler Nelson. Femright hit it on the screws. Great jump by the center fielder Nelson. He makes the catch. And to the 11th we go. Nice grab on the run to retire Femright F8 for out number three. For the Springers in the 10th, no runs on no hits. There were no Austin Ayers, two big runners left on base. Top 11 we go. That is coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
I think you joked in the ninth. You said we started the day on KASM with a 12-inning masterpiece. What are we, the 11th here, top 11?
Yep.
So on our way, trying to outdo the Regal Eagles and the Shakopee. Who was it? Shakopee. I forget their team name. The Sea Squad in Shakopee. But here we go. Top of the 11th. And pitcher for the Springers, his name is Zach Femright. He stays in there. And I heard you asking, what's the clicker at now?
161 pitches through the first 10 innings.
So he's just getting loose, apparently, as it'll be Logan Spitzak, pitcher versus pitcher right here. Femright rocks and fires. First offering to Spitzak. Popped up. Holthaus over for a look. And efficiency is what we say right there. Spitzak retired F2 on the first pitch for a big out number one. Got to get the leader in extra innings, and that's what the Springers did right there.
Catcher.
You got to remember back in 2015, last year in the state tournament, Zach Femright pitched the first game of the state tournament on a Thursday night, came back and pitched another 9 innings in the second game on Saturday. So he threw the first 18 innings of the state tournament last year in 3 days.
Matt Raso to the plate, and I do recall that. I was doing that game with your son Reese Hemish last year. That was at Dick Putz Field. And we were sitting there, and we were looking around as we saw the Springers take the field, and we hadn't seen a lineup card yet. It's like, well, Thompson's taking it at first base, and they're like, well, who's pitching? And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, duh, Femright's pitching. Why wouldn't he? So we looked over to the bullpen, and that's where Big Z was. As 2-1 the count now on Matt Raso. As Femright comes back, 2-1 pitch. That is hit in the air, and that is hit deep to left field. Jungle's back. He'll look up, and that's out of here. A home run for Matt Raso. He puts one over the left field wall. The Austin Greyhounds spill out of the dugout as they take their first lead of the evening. A 2-1 pitch that Raso met and gret and knocked it over the Cargill sign and left. It's a 3-2 Austin Greyhound lead.
Well, you said it, Kirby. It's their first lead of the night, and Zach Femright tried throwing a fastball right down the middle of the plate, and Matt Raso says, no way, Zach Femright. And like you said, there's two big signs out there in the outfield, and one of them's a cargo sign in left field. Jungles turned around, went back for it, and he didn't have a chance of that one.
First pitch to Dan Ballenberg popped up foul and out of play, so a little change of events here all of a sudden. Springers had the game-winning run at second base last inning. Now they're going to need to do some scrapping in the bottom of the 11th as the one strike pitch missing low to Ballenberg evens it up at 1-1. 3-2 the lead here in the 11th for the Austin Greyhounds. Femright right back. 1-1 pitch that's hit on the ground towards second. Fox kicks that one. That just didn't look good right off the bat. Garrett came in. I don't know if his feet kind of got stuck underneath him or stuck in the agrilime there, Kurt, but he didn't look like he wanted any part of that ball in an error charge. First error of the ball game either way, which is pretty impressive, but first error of the ball game as it'll be an error on Garrett Fox.
Well, to think that we played 11 innings and it's the first error of the game, but that just goes to show the two teams we got playing here tonight. But Garrett's playing a little bit too deep at this part of the night with a damp grass like that in the infield that's slowing the ball down. He knows he has to hustle at the end, and he tried to over-hustle on that one and kind of got misplaced his feet a little bit and ends up booting the ball.
John Freen to the batter's box. He looks at a strike at the knees. To think that you're in the 11th and this guy is 0 for 2 with two walks thus far in the 11th inning. Kind of interesting as Freen looks at a strike. Runner at first is Don Ballenberg. Good lead over there. Squaring to bunt is Freen, and he will wave at that one. He's in a hole at 0-2. Trying to catch Jaron Terrace napping over at third. Don Ballenberg, his lead again at first base. 0-2 the count. Solo home run for Matt Raso here in the top of the 11th inning. One out dinger. Femright's two-strike pitch cut on and missed by Freen. He's out on strikes. Out number two for Femright. That is his 11th strikeout.
Got a pinch hitter here, number 25, Kirby.
We'll get a new hitter for the Greyhounds, number 25, Josh Evans. Evans is hitting for Chris May. May was 0-4 on the evening. Femright's first offering to Evans. That's in there for a strike. Those curious for the Springers in the 11th, Jungles, Dempsey, Terrace, 6-7-8 in their batting order. Should anyone reach, it'll be Zach Hinkemeyer, the ninth place hitter to bat. One strike the count. That's the bottom of the 11th. We're still here in the top. There goes the runner. Good jump as the pitch hit on the ground to first. Van Loy gobbles up, wins the race to the base, three unassisted to retire. Josh Evans, the pinch hitter, and that does it for the Greyhounds in the 11th, but the damage has been done. They take their first lead of the evening. One run, one hit. Springer error. One runner left on base. Last wraps for the Springers this time around. The bottom of the 11th coming up here in 1 minute on KASM. 4 1/3 innings of relief for Logan Spitzak, and his manager, Joe Serratore, is going to ask for 5 1/3 here tonight as he's looking for the victory. Alex Jungles leads things off. First pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Jungles, Joe Dempsey, Jaron Terrace do up for the Springers, who trail by a run 3-2 here in the bottom of the 11th inning. Got to get one to keep playing, got to get two to go home happy as that pitch fouled to the netting, and Jungles in a hole at 0-2. Alex off Spitzak thus far, a couple bounce outs, one to the left side, one to the right side. Bounced out to second in the sixth. He was the first batter Spitzak faced, then bounced out to third in the ninth. 0-2 pitch, curveball, that's tapped foul up the third baseline. Oh, and to the count. Thank you for sticking with us here tonight, 11:30 on your Saturday evening. 0-2 pitch to Jungles, swing and a miss, and a huge out number one retires Alex Jungles. Strikeout for Logan Spitzak, number five. Five strikeouts for Spitzak. It's been pretty nasty out of the pen, Kurt.
He has. He likes to put that fastball on the outside part of the plate, and he got a nice fall tick right into the catcher's mitt there for the strikeout, and big strikeout here for the first out in the bottom of the 11th.
Big out right there. Big out of the plate as Joe Dempsey steps in. First pitch to Joe D. Yikes. Just missing, apparently, off the corner. Dempsey was intentionally walked his last time up. He is 1-for-3 on the evening. Spitzak right back. That pitch is in there for a strike to Dempsey to even it up at 1-1. Solo home run for Matt Rasso as the curveball dropped in there on Dempsey. He must hide that hook pretty good because it's fooling these Springers an awful lot. Dempsey thought that pitch was going to drill him in the face, and it broke right down the heart of the plate. Spitzak's 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts, and Cold Spring down to their last out all of a sudden as Dempsey is retired. And the last wraps come up to Jaron Terrace here for the Springers.
Just like you said earlier in this inning, Spitzak doing a great job when he gets two strikes on a guy, kind of like Zach Fembright was doing earlier in the game. Spitzak's doing that here in the later part of the game, Kirby.
So two away. Jaron Terrace into the batter's box. 0-for-4 on the evening. First pitch to Terrace. That's off the plate for ball one. One ball the count to Jaron. Spitzak right back is 1-0 pitch. That's off the plate as well. Now 2-0. Interesting to see if Spitzak comes with something, if a young man in the batter's box takes a hack at it. 2-0 the count. Spitzak right back. 2-0 pitch. Low ball 3. Now 3-0. Zach Hickmeyer, ninth place hitter. He's on deck for Cold Spring. 3-0 the count. Spitzak 3-0 right down Broadway. Terrace taking. 3-1. Go back to that same point I made 14 seconds ago. See if Terrace will green light here. 3-1 pitch, low ball 4. It's a 5-pitch walk issued as it'll be Zach Hinkemeyer coming up. Terrace is aboard. Good speed on the base paths. Your thoughts on Hinkemeyer hitting here, Kurt? You got Brad Olson on the bench over there. Stick with Zach. Stick with the one who brought you.
Well, I think you almost got to stick with the original lineup right here. Brad Olson's a new guy back on the team after not playing for 3-4 years here for the Springers, and Zach's been in many key situations. He's been on the all-tournament team a couple times for the Springers, and I think you got to go with your clutch at that time.
First pitch in there for a strike from Spitzak to Hinkemeyer. Terrace, very modest lead over there. One strike pitch off the plate, evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Austin, and out away from a first round victory here against the Springers. Spitzak's 1-1 pitch to Hinkemeyer. That's tapped foul up the third base line, and Cold Spring down to their final strike here. One and two the count. Hinkemeyer back in the box. Zach singled his first time up in the second. Three bounce outs to third in the fifth, eighth, and tenth since then. One and two. Spitzak's pitch hit in the air. Diving attempt is not going to come up with it, and it's a base hit for Zach Hinkemeyer, and there's life in Cold Spring still.
Zach Hinkemeyer doing just what they asked him to do there, put the ball in play, and he hit it just past the diving shortstop there, who made a nice attempt at that one, bringing up the leadoff man for the Springers with a tying run at second base, Kirby.
Well, you didn't think it was just going to end on a 1-2-3 inning, did you? I mean, you got to make it interesting yet. Brian Hansen back to the top of the order.
Hey, it is the Springers and
Austin
playing. You got to expect it to come down to something like this, Kirby.
Hansen into the box. Spitzak on the mound. Terrace at second, Hinkemeyer at first. First pitch to Hansen, and Brian wasn't letting the first one go by there. Healthy hack at that as he just misses it and hits it back into the netting for strike one.
These guys are teammates at St. Cloud State, pitcher versus batter here. We got to see what they're going to do right here. Brian went right at him at the first pitch.
Spitzak right back, one strike pitch. Curveball's in there for a strike. Springers have struggled with that hook a lot this evening. Wouldn't be surprised to see if Spitzak would come right back to it. 0-2 the count. Again, the Springers down to their final strike. Spitzak set. Short pause, 0-2 pitch, curveball, tapped on the ground towards second. Second baseman bobbles to short in time. And the Austin Greyhounds, with a 3-2 11-inning victory, knock off the Cold Spring Springers here on your Saturday evening.